Welcome back.
Welcome back to the Tay Time
podcast.
You guys been looking forward to this. You guys know what it is. You know,
is you the know destination what time it is.
With the hype. Oh my God.
New York.
I was trying to find something in my closet that was New York specific, but I don't. So I just wore a top that says
Chicago. Chi-town.
You know, Chi-town. That's a state. I mean, that's a place in America. That's a city in America.
America.
So, like, I guess that's the closest we're going to get to, you know, repping New York some way, somehow. But before we get into, like, you see, we're not even going to, because I was like, I know there's a lot in this episode.
There's a lot in this episode. Side, you wanna
do it? So let's go do our quick weekly stand-up. My one is, funny enough, it might be what Nicola is going to use, but whatever, I've already robbed in. She's screwed. Is Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3. We just got it out of whim there a few days ago, and it's been pretty cool. It's not actually about me, because I like the game is whatever to me. Like, it's nice, it's enjoyable, but it's kind of cute seeing how much Nicoletta is like back into it, because, you know, she used to really love Ghost, and so it's just like she's just like, yeah, you know, deep into it again. So like, it's kind
of,
you know like when you convert her into a gamer girl, oh my God, so she's really into it. So, and it's pretty cute just to see how much she's having fun with it. We've played split screen, and she's played also by herself, and it's just like,
it's really a lot more nice. Fun playing by myself, because I'm playing people in my league.
Yeah, she's skill-based matchmaking,
so
you
I
know,
can win.
So she can actually kill people. Whereas when we're playing together, like, they try to meet somewhere in the middle, and like, I'm pretty good. And then, like, you know, she's like,
and then there's me.
Dog shit. No, I'm joking. She's I. And then, you know, so like, she's playing with other people. I generally just like, when I see, I'm like, are these guys bots just because of how bad they play? Like, but then I hear them talking on the mic, and I'm like, no, these are real people. They're just bad at the game.
Yeah, no.
You know, so yeah, that's my weekly stand-up. How are you?
Mine's related. Mine related to New York City. I thought I'd pick a stand-up that you flagged while I was there.
Okay.
So my weekly stand-up is, we went to a club in New York City, and I was really excited. You know, we were all really excited, really hyped up. And we go in, and the bouncer starts explaining that, you know, the coat, we have to put our coats away as we enter inside. So I'm like, yeah, like, okay, cool. Like, yay, you know? And then this guy just like stops me. He's like, stop. I hate when, you know, people come to this country and just interrupt you while you're talking.
No, these people come. It's just, I hate when people say, yeah, yeah, when you're talking, because it's,
yeah, it was like when you're,
before
no,
you finish.
He said he didn't like that people that like foreigners coming into the country doing that.
Like, well, no, he said, yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, I hate when people say, yeah, and I'm not finished what I'm saying. And then he's like, it's very common with foreigners. And I was like, yeah, because Irish people, like, it's kind of one of those things where it's like, when you're talking to someone, like, if you're not saying yeah or something, they feel like you're not listening. Kind of thing?
Yeah.
Or, like, whatever. But yeah, no, like, he was very adamant to Nicoletta that
he was so rude.
Yeah, he didn't like the way she was like saying yeah, 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 which
was so rude. I was like, I'm gonna take my business elsewhere. We ended up going inside, and it just wasn't even worth it. It was crap, but I hated him. He was so mean.
It was a personal vendetta.
It was like, I was just like, I'm excited to be here, like, yeah, you know, like, got it. And he's like, stop right now. No. Okay. Anyways, on to New York City.
Yo, what are your thoughts? What's your overall thought of the
city?
Yo,
that's my first point. Overall experience.
Yeah, overall experience.
Amazing. I loved it. I love New York City. I think, you know, Farouk and I are city girls, and like, we love London, so this is just London 2.0, I guess. Skyscrapers.
I don't know about
2.0. Whatever. It was beautiful. Like, I really, really enjoyed it. It was a little bit more expensive than I expected, even though I knew and I was warned and I was told.
Mm.
It was still very expensive.
Yeah, definitely. I have to agree with that, where it's like, London and New York are like two sides of the same coin.
Mm-hmm.
Think of A$AP Rocky, Skepta, Praise the Lord, you know, like that, the way that music video is shot, and it shows like both sides. Very similar. They're both very similar. Like, it's just American Londoners and, you know, what's it called? What I'm trying to say is essentially like, it's the same side of, it's they're both essentially the same, just, you know, like American version versus British version. And like, those cities are very similar. So obviously, like, New York has so many more skyscrapers, like a ridiculous amount. And it's pretty cool. Like, and definitely from my end, because like I've been to the States before a few times and I've even lived there for a bit, I do think New York is the better city that I've been in all of America. Like, mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm. like I prefer it over San Francisco and LA for sure. So even like, I'd say like as a city, it's better than Oakland, but Oakland was nice vibes, you okay. know, like really nice vibes. Like Oakland was my favorite city, like in America. And then now New York is my favorite city, you know, and New York was very good. New York was very enjoyable. Like it's just crazy. Like, and we'll obviously get into that, but like definitely it is very big city vibes.
Oh,
like if you enjoy city vibes, you'll enjoy New York, mm-hmm. you know, the same way like people enjoy London if you enjoy city vibes, you know. It's definitely like it is definitely the American version of London. I think that's the right way to say it.
No, I agree. I think there's always something to do. There's always something going on. There's always some street performance. Someone trying to get your attention. Someone trying to sell you something. Mm. It just, like, do you know what though? Like, you go into Times Square, and I thought I would have a very, like, it's like when Nandy saw Big Ben, and she was like, that's it, you know? And oh. I went to Times Square, and I was like, is that it? Like,
you see, I never had any expectations for Times Square, so I didn't.
But
really
I see
care.
So many influencer videos there, oh, like yeah. every night, and it's like Times Square.
You see, I just knew it was gonna be like Piccadilly, and Piccadilly is boring.
Oh yeah,
you know, I was like, they're just gonna be the same thing, where like a bunch of tourists show up, but nothing really happens. Yeah. You know, besides like some random people,
performers.
Just like as in like it's yeah, just yeah, people yeah. trying to make money off other people. Yeah. You know, off tourists.
Yeah.
And that's what it is. You know, like I just knew it was gonna be like Piccadilly Circus, which is.
I don't know. So. I had such a like. I didn't know I was in Times Square when I was in Times Square. I had like one
that
of those.
Says a lot.
Yeah, I actually didn't know because I like it was just a big ads kind of street, a street full of ads. Like it's like, oh, pretty lights. No, where are the pretty lights? Because they're not lights; they're advertisements.
Yeah,
you
advertisements,
know, they're all
yeah.
trying to sell you something. Every single poster,
yeah, every
billboard,
single screen, you see.
Screen, and I'm like, oh my gosh,
just ads.
Yeah, that's all it is.
Yeah.
So that was a little. That was a little underwhelming
moment for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you see, for me, I had literally no expectations yeah. of it. So like it didn't hit any expectations. It didn't miss any expectations. It was just like, oh, that's Times Square.
Sure.
Like literally on my first night there, I walked through it and I was just like, oh, okay,
Times
cool.
Square.
Times Square. Move on with my life.
Yeah. And you know what it was like? Cause I love the layout. Mm. Like that's one thing I love about America.
Blocks.
The blocks. Phenomenal. Like you just can't get lost, you know?
And you know the thing is about that block thing as well, like mm-hmm. that's one thing I was going to touch on. The blocks thing makes sense in New York and is really interesting, well done, right? Because like New York is obviously big, I was going to say walkable city, but like you know what I mean, as in like it has a public transport and like you know like the roads are there, but like in other mm-hmm. like states, like in San Francisco, LA, like you have the block mentality, and then like inside the like normal areas is not bad, but then like obviously outside, if you go to like places like I don't know, like Pleasanton or any of these other outside mm-hmm. places, like it's just so much car, like you know, cars, and then like some blocks, and then like you know, cars again or whatever.
Yeah.
So like that's one thing I liked about New York, that it just wasn't just like car heaven.
Yeah,
like it is in the other like states in America. You know,
I felt like it was so walkable.
Yeah, like it
because you always hear those TikToks of people being like, oh, you don't walk to places in America, da da da.
Mm-hmm.
But we walked everywhere in New
yeah,
York.
Exactly.
You know, we walked literally 40 minutes, an hour even,
yeah,
just walking
exactly.
around. And I liked that.
Which is great. Know? Whereas in other states, no. Like
can't
San Francisco obviously is like a lot more like that, where like it is a city where you walk around in their blocks and stuff like that. But then obviously like you know yourself when you go a little bit outside of San Francisco, it's just like, okay, no more walking for you guys.
Oh, it's like when the footpath finishes.
Yeah, yeah, you know, like you go outside of the areas where it's like walkable, and it's like it's shit now. You know, like especially in like other places, but definitely like I would expect that from a city. You know,
mm.
and that's why I was like, all right, this is fine, this is fine. Like this is what
amazing.
I expect from a city, and obviously like I mean, New York has the best public transport in all of America. So
it was great. I felt like everything was two stops away if you want to take the subway.
Yeah.
And you know, like the subway gets a bad rep, you know, because there's just like a lot of random people on it, but
yeah.
I'm like, I felt fine. Like,
yeah, definitely it is a lot more random than London subway, London Underground. Like the London Underground, like, isn't insane, whereas New York subway is a little bit, sometimes, not all the time, by the way, sometimes a little bit like insane. You're like, what the hell is going on here?
Yeah,
you know, like, and things are happening, and like, obviously, but it's the subway system itself is actually very good. Mm-hmm. Like, it's very well laid, goes out, everywhere, well, yeah, well laid out, goes to a lot of places. They have express lines, they have normal lines, you know, and everything like that. So very good. Like, it's definitely comparable to London's Underground, and like near, maybe a little bit better because it has more express lines, you know. Funny enough, my brother and I were actually watching videos, like some guy, you know, who does this whole train analyst and everything, and actually like he said, London Underground obviously is a lot more laid out and easier to find your way, but overall, like when he was ranking everything, New York just edged just a little bit out just because of the express lines, which makes a massive difference, because like in London, if you want to get from like one point, like let's say from west to east, it takes so long because every line stops consistently everywhere.
Yeah.
Whereas there are express lines in New York, which is really good, where like it just skips a bunch of stations.
I think that, you know, that was my only issue that you touched on there with New York. The subway system is difficult to navigate if you're not used to it. It takes a little getting used to, and then once you got the hang of it, it's like, okay, it's fine. But like, I feel like in London, it's really hard to get lost because there's just signs everywhere for when you're entering, these are the stops that you're about to.
And it's also very enclosed, the London Underground. That's one thing my brother and I were also discussing. Yeah. It's like in New York, if you have to switch lines, more than half the time, you probably have to leave the station and enter from a different point.
Exactly.
Like if it's not like for example, the one line, the two line, the three line tend to be together, right? And so is like, I think was the sixth line and stuff, but in certain places, like certain lines won't be close to it, so you have to leave the station and go into like another like street, like another block to enter that line. But whereas in like the London Underground, if you stop at a station, you're pretty much being able to connect to any other station you want without ever leaving the station.
Exactly.
You know, like, because there's some path to like underground to the other side,
and
you know,
I do like that though.
Yeah,
you know?
But the New York line is pretty cool with the sense that you pay $2.90 or $2.80, whatever it is, once, and you can go for as long as you want.
For, is it per day?
No, like just like when you pay, like to enter, you can be take.
Oh, well, I get,
because
you
don't
mean.
Tap off.
I get you.
Whereas
mean.
In London Underground, it charges you per zone. You know, like if you go X amount of stops, you pay this much.
But isn't there like a cap per week for both countries?
Yes, there's a cap per week for each one. But it's still like a lot cheaper that like I could go a whole hour in one direction and that's all I'm paying. Whereas in London, if I go an hour in another, you know you're paying more.
I know. But like, look, it took a while to get the hang of it, of the New York subway. But I think once you got it, it's like so useful and so good.
I know.
But anyways, onto the sum of the activities that we did, as in like touristy activities, away for us and my set of family, because we ended up being in
two different groups, by the way, guys. My
family actually go together, to save money, because it's basically you can expect up to $50 per person per activity. So to save some coin, we got the New York 2-day NYC pass, and then with that it was $200 per person, and with that we just did a bunch of stuff. So we saw the Edge, Madame Tussauds, St. Patrick's Cathedral. We did ice skating at Rockefeller, Empire State, Statue of Liberty cruise. I feel like we got a lot done in the 2 days. Yeah. I was like, go, you know what I mean? So that's kind of like the, you know, touristy stuff that we did there. And then there's a lot of other stuff, like Summit One. We went to that together.
Yeah, we went, like, we only, my side of my family, we only paid for the Summit One. Obviously, we guys, you know, we Africans, we don't pay for things like that. So we paid for Summit One. And that was all. Everything else, Empire State Building, we could see from outside.
Yeah.
You know, my parents were like, but same Empire State Building that we see outside across our window, you know, because
you know what I mean? Like, it was nice to do it once, especially with the pass, because with the pass, you can just do as much as you possibly can. Whereas, like, you know, paying individually, it's like, I wouldn't really.
Yeah, exactly. Like, $50. Like, that's my parents, $50. They're like, $50, no. But yeah, so we just saw the buildings, we saw this, we saw that, but the only thing we paid for was Summit One to, like, you know, go, and that was really nice. I would recommend that one.
Do you think it was worth the money?
$63? No,
absolutely not.
No, I would not. It was not worth it, because it was, so it's $39 And then during golden hour, like, I mean, sunset,
yeah.
the period for sunset is an extra $10, which makes it $49. But then after, with tax included, mm-hmm. it comes out to $63, you know? So realistically, it would have been $53 if it wasn't for the $10 sunset, whatever charge, you know? So, but yeah, it's not worth that much money. If you want some photos and you really care about your aesthetic and you have the spare cash, yes. If you do not want to, if you want to be efficient with your money when you're in New York, no, do not do it.
Yeah,
you know, like there's like, places you can go in New York, by the way, that literally give you free views of the city. Like so many places, like every early, most early mornings, my brother, my dad, myself, like most of the time we'd go to like some high place mm-hmm. or go to whatever, and it's like a lot of those places you just literally go in, go up to the rooftop, and it's free. Honestly, it's like really easy. So
no, I didn't think Summit One was worth it, and like even the activity itself, I thought that you get a lot more out of it. Like every time you go up a level, there's something else, and I was a little disappointed that there wasn't anything.
It was nothing spectacular, right? Honestly.
Like you know what, those like museums that you walk through and it's like different rooms. Da, da, da.
Yeah,
it wasn't like that, and it was a little disappointing.
Yeah, the photos are fire.
Yes.
The view, the golden hour on your face, fire.
And it's so warm.
You know, you show your face, like you see yourself in the camera, stuff, and you're like,
damn, who's
skin's
that?
Glowing. You know, but that's all you're getting. For
I loved the edge as well, because that was the one where you can walk over the glass and you're looking straight down.
That building is, you're able to see from the High Line. Yes. So like we were at the High, my dad and myself were at the High Line early in the morning when the sun was up, you know, just like doing like a walking and talking. And like we are at the High Line. It's like the High Line is, I would recommend going to it, by the way, guys. It's literally like this old train track that's been converted to like a whole walking thing. Mm-hmm. So like, and it's called the High Line because it's upwards. Obviously it's and it's really beautiful, really aesthetic. And you can see a bunch of like buildings. It's near Hudson Yards, that whole area.
Right.
Like, and so you can actually see the edge from there. And I was like looking at it. I was like, oh, and I saw the little like cutout. And I was is that the... place the edge in the place that Nicoletta was at, and but yeah, no,
I liked it there. We didn't go at sunset, obviously. We went earlier in the morning and there was no one there. It was great. Like it was great. We got to see, you know, the city view, got to walk on the thing with no one in the background. Yeah. Like it was just kind of great. But I think what really stood out to me, and I didn't expect it, was Madame Tussauds. I really, really wanted to go to a wax museum because I never got the chance to, and I was like, hey,
there's one in Dublin.
I didn't even know that. I wouldn't even pay to go.
By Charlie's, there's one in Dublin.
But I feel like, obviously, the one in New York is, like, huge, right?
Well, it's known, isn't it?
It was huge.
But there's also, isn't there, like, aren't they all over the world, those Madame Tussauds?
There's one in London, I think, obviously, one in LA, I assume.
Mm.
But the New York one is, like, obviously, like, they're going to make it, like, huge, right?
Yeah.
I didn't expect it to be so, so, so good. We went, like, earlier on the day. I think we spent, like, 3 hours in there.
Holy shit.
There's so many different rooms. They have like a horror room, you know, like that was kind of spooky. And they're different celebrities. They had like a sports room, you know, music, musicians.
Did you know any of the actors, sports players there?
Messi was there. Ronaldo was there. My mom's favorite golfer was there.
Was LeBron there?
LeBron? No, actually.
Steph Curry?
No, it was just two basketball guys, but I didn't know either of them. One of them was the tallest player ever.
Oh,
it
yes.
was like... I know A4 or whatever.
Yeah.
And then I don't know what was the other one. I don't remember. But nobody that.
Really.
No, just two.
Jordan.
No, it was a tiny little cutout. It wasn't like a whole court. Nothing. It was just like.
No, I mean like who was the other player? It wasn't Jordan.
No, I don't think so. No.
Do you know how Michael Jordan looks like?
It was. I think it was
Michael Jordan.
It was some Asian guy, I think.
Oh, interesting. Madame Tussauds.
Yeah,
maybe too much wax to make a tall person. They use all their wax on that one tall guy.
Yeah, I'm like, now that you say it, no. Maybe I didn't see.
Do you know how Tom Brady looks like?
Tom Brady.
The best footballer.
I feel like he was there.
He probably was. He's the best.
That was a tiny little section too.
Okay.
Himself. But, yeah, I don't know. Messi was tiny. I didn't expect
tiny
that.
Messi short.
Yeah, because they have them life size.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it was so good. They even had like a whole thing of like the presidents, all the presidents of the U.S.
All of them.
Yeah, and they had like, I don't know. They had like,
oh, like loads. 50.
They had loads.
Is it 51, 50 or something?
No, I don't think they had that many. Yeah. But they even had the recent ones. You know, Kamala Harris was there and like Biden. It was just so good, and I didn't expect it to. We went earlier on in the morning as well. There was nobody there. It was fabulous. So I didn't expect it to like it that much. Speaking of basketball.
Yeah, we went to an NBA game. We went to watch the Brooklyn Nets versus the Dallas Mavericks. It was a pretty good game. It was decent. Nothing like, if I was back home, I wouldn't have stayed up to watch the match. Like,
I think you were a little tired as well.
Yeah, no, but I mean in general, like that's a match I would have never stayed up to watch. You know, like it was not, especially like everyone knows, like during this part of the season, it doesn't really matter. It's only near the end of the season or like playoffs that like that's when things really kick into high gear. Right now, they're playing even like. Was it yesterday? Milwaukee lost to the freaking Grizzlies, Memphis Grizzlies, 110 to 113. Like, oh my God. You know, like, no one's really trying. But I also think, it was cool to see Kyrie and Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving play. It was really fun. I really enjoyed seeing them because I do like those are players I never because I got to see the Golden State Warriors the last time I was in America. But like obviously, I really like Kyrie Irving is one of my favorite players of all time.
He was phenomenal. And
he's amazing. Phenomenal. Anyone who watches basketball, you know how good Kyrie is, and like Kyrie was being Kyrie because that was his first game back since I think he was injured, and then he came back that match.
He was like a shark.
So he's very good.
He just got the ball and like zoom.
No, he's very good, very good.
I was so impressed. You know,
so like, but then once again, the match wasn't like super exciting, and also at the same time, it's like it also reminded me that. Oh my God, American sports is filled with so much like kind of like advertisements.
No,
like,
but listen, I loved that part because like you have the video game and we played, right? And then it's like all
NBA
these,
2K.
Like, right. There's like halftime shows and then it's like, oh yeah. It's like Doncic and then like the buzzer thing. Yeah, and it's like I saw it
it's
live.
It's to keep your attention, you know, like
woo, like there's like, and I seeing it live is like, oh my God, this is like a video game. Like, oh my God, this is like this is so American.
Yeah.
I loved it. Like every time someone scored and like said their names, I'm like, this is so cool. And the buzzer went off and people were like throwing t-shirts in the crowd. And I was like, I just love the atmosphere.
It definitely is like, that's one thing about American sports when you're watching that. It's definitely more like of an entertainment thing. They really try to keep your attention the whole time. They're doing the whole thing. Whereas like, you know, obviously football, soccer, whatever you guys want to call it, like in Europe is definitely very like it's very hyped. As in, but it's the hype comes from the fans, you know, the crowd is in the like literally like, and you guys are like, oh, but only score like one goal. But the thing is, you have to remember that everything that happens up onto that is what like everyone's watching for. You know, everyone's watching it hard. They're all screaming. The crowd is going crazy. You know, like the crowds are insane in Europe.
The crowd wasn't really that like, crazy because I was a little worried. I was like, okay, so we're going to support the team that's, you know, not home.
Yeah, the Dallas Mavericks. Yeah.
But there are a lot of other supporters even in front of us, next to us. And it was very chill. Like
the American crowds are definitely a lot more chill. And that's funny because I saw a TikTok today going like, oh yeah, European like football is just not it. Like the crowd, they could learn a tour thing because it was talking about the Super Bowl World. You know, because every time the Super Bowl comes on, Super Bowl World Cup is always a discussion. And it's like, oh, the crowds could learn a thing or two from us Americans about, you know, like hype. But then, and then it's like freaking crowds in Europe are crazy, in France and London, like the
England, they put gates
like England gates. British fans and French fans are some of the craziest fans, you know, like they're like fire flares, the whole thing, like they're these guys are deep into their sports.
It's a little scary though, right?
You know, it's no, I think it's cool. Like, you know, and obviously, like you say, like nothing happens, but like it's crazy. You know, the whole time it's nothing but roaring and passion, right? Whereas like with like American sports, I feel like it's the entertainment of the show that's really carrying it.
Like I was heavily entertained.
Yeah.
You know, and I didn't feel like I even needed to support anyone.
Yeah, it's just enjoyable watching, you know, kind of thing.
And it was great. Like I felt like when either of the teams scored, someone was cheering so you could cheer with them or not. Like, do you know what I mean? I just loved it. I loved everything about it.
Yeah, definitely.
Honestly, it was great. And the other activity that I did was I went to see a Broadway show. I know Fiona recommended it when she was on our podcast. She's like, definitely go see one. And I booked Aladdin and it was amazing. Like, it was so, so, so good. Like, there's such talented people that work there, which, I mean, obviously, you know, it makes sense. But it was just like seeing it live was, I was like, wow.
What would you rate out of 10?
Pretty high. I think I'd give it like an 8 out of 10. 8.5 even. It was amazing.
For anybody or just like people who enjoy arts?
I think anybody. Okay. I think anybody would enjoy it.
Aladdin, so you'd say that if you were to go to New York, that's something you should do for sure.
100%. Go see a Broadway show. It doesn't matter what you see. It doesn't matter what you see. I think these people are very, very talented. Like, you will be entertained. And, you know, there's like a halftime break and everything. But I didn't even feel the time going so fast. And obviously, I went to see Aladdin, and I love the story. I think a lot of people are familiar with the story. So seeing something that maybe you grew up with, you know, maybe that added to it. But, like, the sets were phenomenal. And, like, they kept changing it for every scene. And I was just amazed. I was so, 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 so amazed. 100%. Dude, go see a Broadway show. Fiona was right. Like, go see a Broadway show for sure. Okay.
Yeah.
Any other activities
for us
to talk about before we move on?
We didn't really. We walked a lot and saw a lot of things. That was what we. And I think I really like. That's why I enjoy doing the holidays anyway. I don't really care about like my family and myself included don't really care about like paying to go to do like activities like that. But we really enjoy like walking around, seeing this, seeing that, going to all these good. I love going to parks. Like, parks are a big thing for me. I love. Like, I think you can tell a lot by city, by the parks that they have, the amount of parks they have, and how well maintained those parks are, you know, and stuff like that. So, like, I really enjoy that. New York does have a lot of parks, and they are well maintained. So, it's very cool. And I just, like, I went to Washington Square Park myself, and it was super cool. Like, inside, like, the center, there's, like, an area where, like, there's a bunch of guys skating, and I just have everyone sitting down around watching them. Like, you have the Arc de Triomphe, you know, there. You have... all these people just chilling, having a good time. And it's just like, I love that. Like, cause it's like, it's just like, it shows you that if you were living here, you could just go and chill. I mean, that's one of those things that it's funny enough, like in Chile, you can do that, but it's not the same as in a city. And anyone who lives in a city knows, like, there's just something about like when something is so hustle and bustle and there's so much bricks, you know, like concrete jungle, and then there's little green spaces. It makes them, you appreciate the green space a lot more.
Yeah, for sure.
You know,
sure.
Like in Chile, fucking green is everywhere, right?
In my backyard.
You know, like, whereas in a concrete jungle, the green space is just like a nice place where you can just like have a discussion with someone, have a laugh. People are playing chess, you know, people are skating, all these things. And it's just like, it brings life to the whole thing.
Yeah.
You know, it like kind of removes you from that consistency of like, oh, hustle, bustle. And it gives you that little break, that little breather. And you're like, you know, this is life, you know. And I really enjoy, like, I just did that. And that's honestly being in that Washington Square Park and just chilling, just seeing that, I was like, that's when I was like, I could see myself living in the city, you know, because I was like, okay, it has the hustle and bustle, but it has that little take of fresh air and just enjoy yourself in the moment kind of thing. So definitely, like, I was like, that was a big thing as well, for me, for sure.
And Central Park was, we didn't see all of it. Obviously.
Yeah, Central Park is very big.
Beautiful, like, I just feel like every few meters, there's like something entertaining. Mm-hmm. There's something, someone's telling something.
Did you see the Joe Tunnel?
Yes. We walked past it, but I didn't like.
Yeah, me and my brother, I saw it and sure, I was like, hey, that's where Joe hit that girl with the stone.
Your brother put the story, Joel. And I was like, who is Joel?
Yeah, he accidentally put the L. But I was, instantly I saw it and I was like, that's where he hit that girl in the head with the rock.
I'm surprised you remember that because I
remember just straight away. The scene just popped in my head straight away and I was like, that's where he hit
her
with the rock.
What I did see though was a guy with a whole loaf of a baguette and some salami in his hand.
The person was definitely French.
I don't know, because there was a lot of tourists in Central Park.
That was definitely
loads
a French
of tourists,
person.
And they were just like getting ready to sit down and slap some.
It was either a French person or an Italian person.
Whatever they were, they were having a good time, and I love that. You can just do whatever you want, like that. I did love that.
Yeah, like
you do whatever you want. On to the second part here, and that is food, because food is always like, American food is so shit. Da 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 da. So, what do you think?
So here's the thing, guys. This is going to be like, once again, like, I think her reaction would probably be a lot more honest because this was her first time. Mm-hmm. For me, I have already gone through my whole American food is shit. And don't get me wrong, you guys can argue with me this, but your vast majority of food, like you guys love to, it's so funny because Americans, I always see videos of like Americans coming here and be like, oh my God, European food is so shit. And I'm just like, and I'm giving it back now. American food overall is just shit. It's just shit. It's not good, right? It's like either super processed or too much sugar or whatever. It just doesn't feel like real food. Sorry. You know, but you know, I've already gone through it. And the thing is, like, you don't get me wrong, you can get amazing food in America. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, what we can get for like standard price here, you're paying a slightly more premium over in America for, right? As in, like, we're talking about good quality ingredients, free range, whatever you want to call it, all these fancy schmancy terms mm-hmm. that they use to like brag about over there is literally just standard, like grass-fed beef, you know, like whatever, all those things, that's just standard
pasteurized,
you know. Well, that's just standard over here, that's just standard in Ireland anyway. So like all that, like the quality is just like your base quality, I guess, is not as good as our base quality, because our base quality mm-hmm. is what your quote-unquote slightly premium quality mm-hmm. is, right? So but as I said, I've already gone through that. Mm-hmm. I already knew. So this time when I came back, I knew what I liked. You know, I knew what fast food I liked and I wanted that. And then I knew what fast food I hadn't had yet and I wanted that. Like I wanted to have Chick-fil-A again because mm-hmm. I love Chick-fil-A. I had, Popeyes again. Still, by the way, I die on this hill. Popeyes in Romania is the best Popeyes I've ever had in my life, funny Ooh. Enough. And like Popeyes in America is still really good, don't get me wrong. And it's still, Popeyes in America is better than Popeyes in England. But Romania is on top. So it's like Romania, America, and then England. I haven't had the French Popeyes yet, though. So I need to have that added to the list.
Romania's still on top. If France is beating her, I won't even let you admit that. It's
but, done. Yeah, you know, like stuff like that, like the standard stuff. Like, as in, like, for example, I don't like your McDonald's. I don't like your KFC. You know, Wendy's is okay. I don't really like Wendy's that much. And I hate Carl's Jr. It's so bad. And I think you guys pretty much agree with that as well. I think Americans agree with that they don't like Carl's Jr. And then also, I love In-N-Out, but obviously we were in the East Coast and on the West Coast, so we couldn't get In-N-Out Burger. But at least we could get Chick-fil-A. Irrelevant. You know, so all those fast food stuff, I was there for it. I was like, I knew which ones I wanted. And we went to, I won't say the name because I know Nicoletta wants to go and dish about it. We went to there and that place was also really lovely. And there's a lot of good fast food joints. So, like, stuff like that. The New York pizza, it's okay. Like, don't get me wrong.
Left to be desired.
Don't get me wrong. I am not the person to be a pizza critic. I will mm-hmm. say this right now. I hate fancy Italian pizza. And I hate too greasy pizza. Mm-hmm. I like it somewhere in the middle.
Like and like Domino's.
And I love Domino's pizza.
Domino's.
I love Irish Domino's. Let me be specific. I love Irish Domino's pizza.
Best Domino's
I don't like Domino's in America. I don't like Domino's anywhere else. I only like Domino's in Ireland. And that is, for me, is the best pizza.
Right.
Even better than New York pizza. But don't get me wrong. New York pizza is definitely the second best pizza I've ever had. You know, overall, mm-hmm. right? Of all the pizza I've had in the world, all Europeans.
Which is a lot.
Which is a lot. But all, as I said, I am not the person critiquing pizza because Europeans are going to come from my neck being like, what do you know, you Nigerian, about pizza? Italian, fine pizzas, whatever.
Fresh right? tomatoes.
And then obviously, but this time I didn't really go. Also, we had a Nigerian food over there. It was okay.
Yeah, let's talk about that Lagos TSQ.
We went to Lagos TSQ. It wasn't bad. Like, my parents liked it. I told my brother, funny enough. My brothers.
I thought the food I had, sue me, I had a Suya burger. Because here's the thing. My thought was, like, I looked at the menu and I was like, this is not like a traditional Nigerian restaurant, right? Yeah. I wasn't there for your mom's cooking or heritage it wasn't like in Dublin, you know? I wasn't there for that. I was like, oh, Suya burger. Surprisingly, you know?
Yeah.
And I actually thought it was quite good. Mm. Like, because it was like a gigi bread.
It wasn't
bread
bad. They used like an agige bread, like, to be a bun. It was actually pretty weird. It was pretty nice, too.
It was decent.
I
was
I had their fried rice and I also tasted jollof from my brother. And for me, it just wasn't that good.
See, I wouldn't get that there. Would just ruin my experience.
Yeah, it just wasn't that good, honestly, guys. And so, like, it was all right. And then
it was expensive. It was extremely expensive.
Food in America is definitely a lot more expensive. One thing as well I would say is I this time around, I had a bit of Chinese food. I had some tricky Chinese food while I was there, but as the British people love to say it, but I know that's a terrible accent, don't sue me though. It was okay. I went to Chinatown and Chinese food was very good.
Okay.
Because it was like quote unquote authentic. I got dumplings from this Super Taste, and I got some noodles as well from this other place. It was really nice.
That's one thing I'm jealous that I wasn't with you for, because I didn't hit up Chinatown at all.
Yeah, no, and I would have loved it. I really enjoyed it. And then I had a Gong Cha. It was so long since I had Gong Cha, and it was so good. I got this like dirty, what's it called, brown sugar milk foam thing. Oh my god, guys, it was amazing. And then I got it again in Times Square. Don't go there. Those girls did not like us. As in, like, they were not in the mood. And they made whatever I had in Chinatown was not what I had in Times Square.
And Fruk was like, oh, Nicoletta, I'll get you this one. It's amazing. And I tasted it and I was like, Fruk, is this like,
it tasted like normal brown sugar.
Yeah, I was like, whatever. This is just a regular.
No, guys, whatever I had in Chinatown, oh my god, when I tell you it was amazing. On my life, the thing is, let me not lie, I am not even the biggest boba person, right?
Yeah.
I am not a big boba person, but this was amazing. Like, I know, Wole, you're listening to this, Wole, you'd be jealous. I'm telling you right now, it was amazing. It was the best boba I've ever had
best
in
boba.
I have never had better boba flavor
so
than
you
that.
Had Gong Cha in South Korea.
I had Gong Cha in South Korea.
Where it's originated from.
It technically originates from China, actually. Apparently, like, I saw, like, whatever. Boba technically originates from China and like South Korea.
You had it, like, the most authentic.
Bro, this whatever this flavor was, it was...
Do you know what though? I did love that about America, the amount of different flavorings they had. Because they also had one that was like a creme brulee something. And I was like, if that place that you were at made it, I think it would have.
Oh my, like, guys, it was chef's kiss. But
I'm jealous.
One thing I'm not upset, because you see, the thing is, when I first went to America, when I went to LA and then when I was living in San Francisco, I had a lot of Japanese food and like Korean food. So especially in SF, like, I had a lot of Korean barbecue, a lot of Japanese food. So I had a really good time. So, like, in New York, I really wasn't chasing after it that much. Like, that was one thing I didn't really have, because I was really more focused on the other stuff, as I said. So, like, that's one thing I probably, like, in SF, I had some amazing Korean barbecue. And one thing I would say is definitely America does it better than Ireland, because you can get the unlimited KBBQ where you just get unlimited meats and stuff like that. And it's not bad meats either. It's good meats.
Not as good as here.
Yeah, but
we're charging a lot.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, you get your bang for your buck, because you go in a massive group. Like, that's what we used to do. We used to go in a massive group of us and, like, just have unlimited meats and just keep going and keep going.
Sure, it's not worth it in actual Korea.
Yeah.
You have tiny little pieces.
Super expensive. But, yeah, I know. So that was kind of me for my food tour. Anyway, let's go into Nicoletta. What you got for us?
But here's the thing, okay? I did not go. My idea of America wasn't, I'm going to go for the good food, you know? I was going for the fast, fatty foods. Like, I wanted the most greasy everything, because that's what I was there for. If I'm there to look for healthy foods, I'm not finding it. You know what I mean? Like, everything was like 1,000 calories for a slice of pizza. And I just had to, like, close my eyes and eat it and enjoy, you know, and not think about it. I had the Liberty bagels because they were, like, you know, popped everywhere. And I was like, I'll go with the classical. I got smoked salmon. Delicious. It was like one of the best bagels I've ever had. On the other hand,
which is a stark contrast from myself, it was the worst bagel. I had the New Yorker. So it was slices of like sirloin beef, right? Or steak or whatever. And like egg. And on this bagel, I think I got the garlic bagel or whatever. And oh my god, was it dry. Like, there was like no sauce. No sauce.
I don't know. I feel like all the bagels that we had were so juicy.
And it was just not nice. I honestly hated that bagel. I was like, that was the worst bagel I've ever had in my life.
Because that's what I thought with that Gong Cha that you brought me to. I was like, this is the worst Gong Cha I've ever had. This is the worst boba I've ever had.
Yeah, that Liberty bagel I had.
The one I had was
where did you have yours? I got my Liberty bagel in Midtown. Where'd you get yours?
I don't even know. It was some because we ended up finishing at Madame Tussauds, and then we were walking for a little bit, and I was like, let me bring us there.
Oh, that's so probably Midtown, maybe.
Actually, or the Edge. No, I think it was the Edge, after the Edge.
Oh, then it's Midtown.
Yeah, I think.
Midtown. So you got at the exact same place I did.
Was it where they have a scaffolding?
Yes, they were working on it. The same Midtown.
I thought it was the best bagel I've ever had.
That was the worst bagel I've ever had in my life.
The best bagel I've ever had. Guys, trust me. I don't know why you chose, but like, Sebastian got the bacon and cheese. Bacon and cheese.
I can't. Stuck for loss.
No, but like, I didn't try it, but it looked so good as well. I was like, Anyway, I love that bagel. I loved it so much. But then I tried the Esta bagel, because that's also popular. But I tried that in the Time's Out place in Brooklyn. Awful. Horrible. Dry. Awful. Not great. So, yeah, that was the bagels.
Yeah. Oh, and that just, maybe I'll say that at the end, but no, I shouldn't be giving a shout out. Shout out to Brooklyn Suya. Right,
okay,
now guys, Brooklyn Suya is popping. My god, it was so good. Like, shout out to Toya, she gave us free malt, and like, she was talking to us, introducing and telling us about Brooklyn and everything. It's actually really cool. Like, you know, like, after we were even like, Brooklyn's really cool, because we'll talk about the bars later, but like, it was like a really nice community, and she was just really nice, and the food was good, man. I guess the rice and the suya and the way they did everything. Nicola didn't get to have it, but it was 10 out of 10.
I didn't have it, no.
Brooklyn Suya, shout out. 10 out of 10. 10 out of 10.
But I did have Olive Garden.
Oh, with the breadsticks.
With the bread. And I didn't even try the breadsticks. I'm so sad. About it.
You didn't even get the breadsticks.
But like, the portion was huge. Like, it was like a bowl of pasta. And it was great. Like, but I could not finish it. You know, like, I was like, what's the most popular?
Was it really big?
Yeah. It was a huge, like, portion.
Do you think I would?
I think you'd finish it.
No, I'd obviously finish it.
You'd be full.
Like, would I be full though?
No, you would.
Deep this in when I was in SF, we'd go to
the Cheesecake Factory. I know
Cheesecake Factory, and I'd always get two mains.
I know, but the thing is, like, I felt like you'd get really sick of the taste. Not so much that you couldn't finish it, but it's so greasy after a while. I was like, I just can't finish this even if I want to.
Interesting.
You get me?
Also, I was younger. I used to eat two mains all the time. Now my stomach is a little bit smaller.
No, my mom loved the breadsticks so much she got them to go.
Yeah, no, everyone always says the breadsticks.
I haven't tried it. I'm so mad I didn't try it.
Can you imagine? She went to Olive Garden. She
didn't
have the
breadsticks. I know, so dumb. Like, but anyways, Joe's Pizza, didn't like it.
Guys, let me tell you this funny story, okay? So,
So, you spoke about all your food, and now it's my turn to speak about my food, and you're still talking.
I'm sorry. I was going to tell them about your story of Joe's Pizza, but you know, you tell them the story. You tell them the story, Miss Omo, about Joe's Pizza.
Off-brand.
That's what I was saying.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say.
You didn't even remember.
No, that's what I was going to say. Okay. I tried the original. Well, no.
Yeah, talk about the original first.
Yeah, that's it would have been better, you know?
Yeah.
So, I tried the original Joe's Pizza on my final day, and I was really disappointed because my friend Chloe got the cheese pizza, and she's like, had to go back. She loved it so much, and I don't even know what I got. It's one of the basic ones there. Awful. I hate it. I couldn't even finish it. I hated it. It was thin. It was kind of runny. I just didn't like it at all. But the day before, Farouk took me to Joe's Pizza, and it wasn't actually Joe's Pizza. Like, it was a off-brand version of Joe's Pizza.
Yeah.
And it was delicious. And I was like, oh my god, Joe's Pizza is so good. I need to take my family. And when I took them to the actual thing, I was like, oh, this is not like
this is, oh my god, that the green Joe's Pizza is better than the red Joe's Pizza.
Yeah. How did you even find that one?
I just looked up for Joe's Pizza, and then I looked, and then I saw that was really close, because I saw that they have multiple locations. Because funny enough, I was going to a different place, which I'll talk about later, because I don't want to interrupt this lovely woman's dialogue about her food. And,
no, say it.
So I went to Halal Guys, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Halal Guys was 10 out of 10. 10 out of 10. Halal Guys is 10 out of 10. I didn't get to go to Del's, unfortunately, in the end, but I went to Halal Guys. I went twice. 10 out of 10. And just
tells you everything.
And just up the street from Halal Guys in Midtown is... in Lower Manhattan, is Joe's Pizza, which is the Lower Manhattan Joe's Pizza, you know, because it has the squiggly Joe's with the white and the red. You know, that's when I was like, that's when I clocked in my head that, oh, this is the, because I know the one in Broadway has the same logo, and then the one in Lower Manhattan has the same logo and is and as actually has a whole Joe's Pizza branding. But then the Joe's Pizza in Midtown in Manhattan that I went to, I had a feeling it wasn't Joe's Pizza because it was green and it was white. But then I was like, is this just an older one that they just didn't do it, or is this an off brand? Because it was exactly the same like thing, right? And I was like, it doesn't matter, you know, let me just have a slice of New York pizza anyway. And but yeah, I went to Halal Guys 10 out of 10, but the Joe's Pizza, I had it while I was there on the final day, same as you had the final day. And I was like,
oh, yeah, because I went and I told you about it.
Yeah, and I was like, off brand Joe's Pizza is just not as better. Good. It's not as good. The off brand
is better.
I mean, the off brand is better than the original Joe's Pizza.
Yeah. I feel like you ate a lot more than me. I didn't get the chance to eat that much.
I didn't even get to eat. I don't know what you think.
No, but you're like, hello, guys. This, that,
I think.
And when did you have time to eat?
No, I think you, like, so we would always, I didn't eat breakfast at the hotel just like you.
We did.
But my family did, though. So my family always ate breakfast at the hotel. I didn't like it. I hate American.
I didn't eat it. To be honest, I had it one day, trash.
Yeah.
And then the second day, I was like, I'll just have lunch.
Yeah, no, I hate American hotel breakfast. I'm sorry, guys. You guys just don't know how to do it
there. I just don't even.
You know, it's just not that good. But my parents, obviously, my family liked it. Maybe I'm just poor.
Well, free food is free food.
Yeah, free food is free food, but I didn't enjoy it. So I would always make sure that the first thing we do is we'd go to like a New York spot food place that we wanted to go to.
Yeah, we didn't do that.
So every morning, before we went off about our day, we would always get like a staple.
But that's like 5 extra spots.
Exactly. And that's what made the difference, you know, because we would have lunch in a staple just like you.
Yeah.
But I would always make sure in the morning, because I didn't eat, that we'd go to a staple food joint. You know, like, for sure, we had a lot of guys for breakfast.
Yeah. See, I didn't try that and I would have loved to. But anyways, I tried Chick-fil-A. I know Farouk was raving about it, and I didn't actually have a whole thing to myself because I wasn't really hungry, but I had the waffle fries, and they were phenomenal. And it's funny because Seb, right, he had the waffle fries, and he was like, they were so soft, and I was like, it wasn't a fresh batch because mine were so crispy. Oh my gosh, Chick-fil-A, like, was really good. The sauce was quite good, and the burger was quite good, but my favorite place ever that I actually did end up going twice to, and that is
Raising Cane's.
Hey, I was meant to say, you're meant to drum roll.
I know, I thought you were trying to.
And the way you said it.
Let's redo it.
No.
Drum roll.
Raising Cane's. Gosh, you ruined it. Raising Cane's was so good. Like, I don't know what it was. Like, I know what it was. The sauce. That's so, oh my gosh, I could like lather every fry in it and like eat it, and the juicy chicken, and I love, like, they didn't have that many options. It was like either the chicken burger or the chicken,
and even the chicken burger was made from the chicken tenders.
Oh, it was just,
yeah, all they do is chicken tender chips.
Oh my gosh, bread. No, like, I just couldn't get enough of it. I had to go back for a second time, and before I left, I was like, Fru, can you go buy me the sauce? Just bring the sauce to Ireland, because, guys, Raising Cane's is number one spot for me, like, fast food.
No, it's very good. My favorite thing about that place was the bread, though. I really like the bread.
Oh, yeah.
That bread, that Raising Cane's bread, guys.
That too.
That garlic bread, whatever it is. It slaps. The chicken tenders are nice, and the chips are nice. The sauce is nice.
No,
I prefer Chick-fil-A, though.
Don't give me that.
Personally.
You're wrong.
Chick-fil-A
anyways.
Sauce.
Raising Cane's sauce. Anyways, to the next part of New York, and that is party / clubbing, because we ended up doing a lot of that. I don't know how we fit everything in there, but we did a lot of it.
Yes, we did.
Obviously, you went out on the Friday, made some connections.
I did. Shout out. I made some connections to two bouncers and one promoter. And we literally utilized that on our next night out, because the bouncer one of my friends that I became friends with was also the same bouncer in the next club, and he let me in for free.
What club did we go to on the Saturday?
So on Saturday we went to Doux.
Right.
Doux. On Friday I went to Stafford Rooms. Very good club. And upstairs, we were meant to go on Sunday, but unfortunately we didn't get to go in the end, was Harbor, which is above Stafford Rooms. Right. And both venues are very nice. So definitely would.
I was going to go out on Friday, but we got super delayed because we got lost. And we got to our hotel by like 1 something, and then Farouk was saying at 2 it's just getting busy, and I was like, yeah. I'm just gonna rest.
Yeah.
But on Saturday, yeah, we went to Do, and obviously Farouk and his friends. But you know, the New York Knicks, some of the players.
The New York Knicks were in the house. They came in through. You know, rappers.
Roddy Rich's producer was there.
Oh yeah, you know, everyone, whatever.
It was a vibe. I thought it was good. And then, like, this happened to every place we went to, and we'll find out later. But the music just got trash. Like, it was just good, and then
Nickelodeon just doesn't know enough about rap.
That's not true, because it wasn't even rap. They're playing like white girl music a lot.
Once again, I don't recollect this white girl music. You know, you're too sick.
Where were you?
As in, like, it was maybe hints, but most of it was rap.
Dude, like, was the best, like, music wise.
Yeah, okay, so we, on Wednesday, the night before we left.
Oh, wait, we're going to go day by day.
Yeah, okay, then on we saw famous people, obviously, in the club.
Drake was there the night before.
Drake was there the night before. No, he wasn't. He was there on Thursday night. Yeah, before we got there, because that's ladies' night. He was there, and I think in New York, there's just always famous people around. That's one thing.
But I love a lot of people. That's so cool.
That, like, people I know in New York and people I know that know people in New York always say that it's just a common thing to see famous people in those type of clubs, especially those like more big name commercial clubs. You know, you see a lot of people. Like, sure, in the Stafford Rooms, the place I was in on
Friday,
above there, as I said, Harbor is above that, the rooftop, on Sunday for... the Friday we arrived in Ireland, that Friday night over in America, Kanye had his
because a fashion week,
yeah, Vulture for his Vulture's album, had like a thing, like an after party with Ty Dolla $ign, and they were all there with all the other famous people. Must, you know, whatever. Yeah. And like, you could have gotten tickets for that night as well, by the way, and you would have just gone in there,
but you don't, because you don't really know who's where. Like, there's very little promotion of who will be. It's after the fact. It's like, oh, Kanye was there.
And then even, we'll touch later, we saw other one, though. There are other ones where we were. But yeah, like, Dude was actually a pretty nice club. I thought it was a pretty good club. What was the entry? It was like 20 for girls and 40 for guys or something like that.
Not too bad.
Yeah, you know.
It's just 40, 60 in other places.
Yeah, $40. Yeah, yeah. Like, in Stafford Room, it was 60 for guys. I didn't pay it, luckily. But it was 60 for guys and 30 for girls. Yeah. So, like, that Friday night. So, like, yeah, you know. But at Stafford, I was there for Lola Brooke's birthday party.
Yeah, that, you were. And
she was there. Oh, I just want to, nigga, on the tongue. Hey, guys, you know the song.
I know that one.
Run a man. But, so, like, yeah, she was there. You know, it was pretty lit. And as I said, I met the promoter while I was there, and he was just like chilling. I was chilling at his table. The whole thing was lit. And it was a good vibe. And the music that Friday night was a lot better than Dude. Like, it was lit. It was so good. All the rap songs.
Probably what I'm new expecting. New ones,
whatever. It was.
Because London was a lot better music than any place.
Well, that's because you like Afrobeats more than hip-hop, though.
No, that's not true. And I keep telling you, when we went out to Libertine, it was all just current hits. Like, current hip-hop hits. You know, there were some Afrobeats because that's what was trending at the time. It's whatever was in the charts, hot fire. That's what was playing.
Hot fire?
Because that wasn't what was playing in Dude.
But in Dude, they were playing hip hop, but some, not current hip hop.
No,
but,
not current.
And that's what I'm saying. Nicolette doesn't know all the class. Like, there are times I will play hip hop songs and Nicolette's like, what's this? And I'm like, if she knew, it would have been a lot more lit for her.
Because I'm not old.
Sorry, guys. I'm like 40 years old.
Yeah, clearly. That's why you're paying for girlies like me. You know, and then Sunday we ended up, our friends came to our hotel and then we ended up chilling there. So that was nice. That was a nice chill vibe. And then on Monday we went to Slate, New York. Very, very fun place. It's kind of like games.
Yeah, it's like a Barcadia kind of thing. You know, so bar arcade.
Yeah. And then there was like a slide going down, which was super, super cool. I love that. And we had some cocktails there, which weren't too badly priced for New York. Mm. But we went on a Monday, so there was no one in there. But I think it's a nicer vibe, obviously, if there's a lot more people. Slate NY, very fun. Very good.
Yeah, exactly.
On the Tuesday, you slept on us. You left us hanging.
Oh, I passed out. Guys, listen. So Friday night, I got 3 hours sleep. Saturday night, I got 3 hours sleep. Sunday night, for some reason, I don't even know why, I got like 3 hours sleep.
Well, because on Sunday night, we chilled until 4 a.m.
Oh, yeah. Monday night, 3 hours sleep
no,
again.
No, because Monday, we were done by 12.
Yes, but 12. I still got a little sleep. I don't know. I think I was chilling. I think I was chilling with my brother. I don't remember. Anyway, it's a little sleep. So Tuesday, I was just tired, guys. I was tired. I was like, all right, we're going to go. And then I looked. I literally like was messaging one of my friends, be like, hey, what are you guys doing tonight? I saw Nicoletta snapping like, okay, I just got back. And I was like, cool. I woke up in the morning. Gone. To messages. I was like, oh,
missed out on Drake.
I was tired. I just slept, guys. But I needed it.
I felt like a trooper because I didn't get a night break. Like, I just didn't.
That was
Went to a rooftop bar. I don't remember what it's called because Chloe suggested it. It was me, Mark, and Chloe that went out, and it was actually a really nice vibe there. But it did close at 12. A lot of their bars kind of close at 12.
But that's most places, to be honest. Yeah, like, I guess people have to go home,
I suppose. But it was really nice. It was super nice. We got a cocktail there. And then we went to two Irish pubs. And that was like really, really fun. We got like cocktails in this place. And it was like three cocktails for $108. It's crazy.
Crazy.
Absolutely insane. But that was really fun because it was a lot more sit down and talk and laugh versus like Wednesday. So Wednesday, you brought us out last night.
We went to... I'm trying to remember the name. So there's Marquee, which we were meant to go to, but we didn't go to. Mm-hmm. And oh my God, I cannot remember the name of this place.
I don't have it written down because I didn't remember
yet. I'm trying to remember. Maybe it'll epiphany to me during this thing. But anyway, it's a rooftop place.
So nice.
Anyway, very nice.
So nice.
That rooftop place was very nice. A little honestly.
Bit on the stricter side about what you look like when you enter. The other places, none of them were like that. But this one, I felt a scan.
Yeah, it
like
is definitely a lot more. Like they do care about like you can't wear like, you know, certain things or whatever. Like, but you know, nowhere lets you in track suits anyway. But like, you know, they definitely are a little more strict on what you're wearing. The kind of eye you down.
I got it with sneakers everywhere though.
Yeah, that's one thing in America I do love. That's one thing. London, please take note. Why the fuck do any of it? Like, obviously, you know, the come as you are's. We know, my people. They let us in how we are. It comes yard. That's the whole point. But all those places like Libertine, Tape, all these fancy freaking, what was like Mayfair clubs. Why do you care about dress shoes? Unless I get a table for X amount of money. Like, get out of here.
But even the girls are suffering.
You know, like get out of here. Whereas in America, they don't give a fuck, man. They're
and
like,
I love
you know,
that.
And we're talking like some of the harbor, like we're talking like famous people are in here, you know, but I think that's because hip-hop cultures are definitely a lot more predominant over there, and it makes sense, you know. So like definitely like one of those things, like it makes sense as to why in America like hip-hop culture is very predominant. So like sneakers is part of the culture, it's part of the vibe, you know, especially. So but no, Ice Spice, shout out, she was there in that
right
place
after we left.
And just literally as we were leaving, she like went in or whatever, you know. Like, you know, so. And like as I said, like bare places. It was really fun.
Super nice, super, super nice. Super good. Rooftop. I really enjoyed it. Music went to crap really quick. But
yeah, the music, that was definitely the one with the worst music personally.
Okay, thank God you said that.
Yeah.
Cause like I'm not Delulu.
That one definitely had the worst music. The guy was just kinda like going everywhere a little bit, you know, like so yeah.
But we made it like a really fun friend, and I just love that was just so entertaining because when we were in the Irish pub with the guys the night before, it was the same, like we started talking to some guy.
I guess that's one thing, like Americans are very friendly. Like in comparison. Maybe it's just me, guys.
No, because everyone that I've talked to was friendly, but I felt like going to pay or whatever, but they were like, what?
Yeah, obviously, but that's just city, whatever. Like, it's not like the same as the rest of America where, like, they like, that's one thing a lot of people say is like the quote unquote service is not as, like, overly friendly,
but that's
like
what
the
I
other
expected.
American states.
I think I had I had a bit of a skewed vision because I expected like hospitality galore.
No,
like,
you see, you every know, other state.
When you went, you were like, oh, they always check up on you, and I'm like, okay,
you're like, leave me alone. Whereas America, America's, I mean, New York is definitely a lot more like it is definitely a lot like European vibes,
right?
You know, where like they do their job, but they don't go over and beyond. Whereas San Francisco and LA, oh my god, like they're just constantly on your ass. Like, you know, like they're just like, oh my god, are you guys having a great time? Like, oh my god,
I wanted
like,
that though.
Like, ah! Like, you know, the really overly American. Like when you guys think of like waitresses and like overly American, that's everywhere else. But New York is very like more like
the
European.
Nicest one I've seen was that girl who was taking an order in the rooftop, and she was extra nice because she wanted the guy to buy her.
Oh yeah, because that guy was. Splash cash. So she was so nice to him. He's like, I'll buy you a drink too.
Yeah, because he was like, what are you guys drinking? I'm like, oh, what are we drinking?
Because like my favorite words.
Oh my god, fave. So that you're welcome, guys, because I was the one who started talking to him. Because he looked at my hands, so he liked my hands. And then he wanted to sit down and talk. But no, like the whole like friendliness vibes, this sounds weird, but like I'd love to like really experience the kind of like Valley Girl type of environment where people just strike up conversations with you. Like, and I met one, and she was staying in my hotel, and I got on, and then we went downstairs. And as we got there, she was like, oh my god, you smell so good. And it was one of those accents.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my god, thank you. And she's like, it's like vanilla. And I'm like, yeah, caramel.
It's really giving.
It wasn't like that. She was like, she was so sweet. Like, and it was an older kind of lady, right? Well, not older, like, you know, like my mom. And oh, she was so sweet. And I just felt that like, this is what I want to experience. What's the place?
Utah.
Like the Utah blonde girly pops with their huge Jeeps who are very nice and do like, what are they, parties? Potluck parties.
Lol, what a specific dream. No.
It's because I just feel like they would strike a conversation with me and I don't have to struggle. Being anxious.
Yeah, I don't know. I personally find Americans very friendly. Like, I do think it's very
they're a lot friendlier than here.
Yeah, they're overall. Very easy to talk to. They're definitely very
like,
easy to
I was walking on the streets and the girlies were like, oh my god, I like your fit.
You know, like people there, like, I think because your culture is a lot more like networking and like talking to people, like everyone's very easy to talk to. Whereas like here, like you wouldn't really think about going to random people and talking to them. Whereas America's very like, talking to people randomly is okay, like, you know, kind of thing.
No, they do. I
even in
say,
New York, like, even though, like, they are definitely more cold, but, like, people were, like, I had no problem talking to people, like, and people were talking to me, definitely. So that's
it depends on the setting.
Yeah,
if
as
the
well.
Setting is social, they are very social.
Yeah.
But if the setting is, like,
I'm trying to get to somewhere. You're not going to stop someone randomly in the middle of the street and talk. Right? Yeah, obviously.
But the one girl who said, hey, I like your pants. I was like, thank you. Oh, my gosh. Or when we landed. Sorry, this is off. Whatever. When we landed and then we got trying to get to the subway. And then we were in this elevator going up and down because we didn't know where to get off. And this girl stopped. As she was about to leave, turned towards us, and she's like, are you looking for the train? It's like, no, I think the subway. He's like, okay. And then turned around and walked off. And it was just like, it didn't feel real, like an NPC, you know, trying to talk to you. So, yeah. What were your highlights?
Honestly, I enjoyed the whole thing. I don't really have any key highlights myself personally. I think the whole trip was a highlight. I did enjoy it. Like, I didn't enjoy New York as much as I did.
Yeah.
So it was definitely a very good experience. Like, it left a good mark in my head, especially since like for example, LA was a pretty shitty experience. Like, I did not enjoy LA at all, you know? Like, don't get me wrong, parts of LA were nice, but I did not enjoy it. And obviously, I'd like to go back to see how me being a student, a broke Carolina student versus where I am now in life and what difference that makes. Because that's one thing I always said, like, LA, you require money to enjoy, that's for sure, you know? But I feel like New York, even like, I didn't really go there with much and I didn't really spend much, but I still had a good time.
Exactly.
So that's definitely, and obviously San Francisco is a whole different story because like I was there for work, so I got to meet a lot of people there. I had a lot of American friends. They were showing me around, they were literally driving me around doing all this, so like it made my experience way better. So like I was living there, like literally living there, living day to life, and that was an enjoyable experience. So whereas like, and so like that's why I was like, New York, have no idea. Mm-hmm. Is it gonna be like LA? But no, it was good. So I would recommend, like, you, it has a Farouk thumb of approval that it the destination is worth the hype for me personally.
I agree. I'm gonna have to agree. I had my key highlights. I had my Madame Tussauds.
Madame Tussauds.
The NBA game. A Broadway show. The rooftop that we went to. And Raising Cane's. I actually felt a lot safer than I thought I would. I felt like New York was quite safe.
Mm.
I felt like there was police at every corner.
So much
everywhere.
Police.
Everywhere, police cars. Police
I remember everywhere. My friend Sharif. So he's actually born in Queens and raised there. And then he moved to Ireland when he was like around 9, 10 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And he went back recently enough to New York, like on holiday a few years back. And he was telling me that he was on a tour, you know. And they said, like, New York is, like, quote-unquote, one of the safest cities due to the fact of just the amount of police officers per square meter, mm-hmm. like, mm-hmm. or whatever. Like, don't fact-check me. Fact-check me on that. Like, but, like, apparently that's what a tour guy said, that there's just because of how many police officers are per square meter, it's, like, a very safe city or so whatever.
I agree. I think at every corner, there are police officers. Yeah. In every subway station, there are police officers.
Yeah.
So everywhere. I didn't feel like... Because, obviously, now, if you're the one doing anything shady, like... That's up to you. But I felt safe, as in, like, I could call for help, you know, kind of thing.
Be like, police! And then they'd be like, yes, ma'am, what you mean?
Help! Help, I'm a little girl. One thing that did surprise me was people not dressing up and showing
Yeah, we
out.
Talked about that. So, I would say, pound for pound, the average dressed person in, like... London, like, once again, because these are, as I said, two sides of the same coin. That's why I always compare. I compare New York to London a lot. The average dressed person in London is better dressed than the average dressed person in New York.
Yeah.
But for the fashion niggas,
mm-hmm.
the average fashion nigga in New York is a lot better dressed than the average fashion nigga in London. Don't get me wrong. Like, the top tier, obviously, they kind of match each other. Mm-hmm. But for average person... London is better, but for average dressed up person,
which stands New York out, is better. Which stands yeah. out because if your average person is overall better dressed, that leaves a better impression.
Yeah,
and even my mom was like, oh, I expect in New York, like, you know, people with their little suitcases, not the suitcase, the briefcases, yeah. you know, what's palton, like the overcoat, yeah. and like
clean.
It wasn't like that at all.
Go to Wall Street.
I'm sure, but I still expected a lot more of that. I expected more street style as well. Very little of that.
Everyone was wearing Jordans though.
Yeah.
Everyone was. Yeah. Like, my mom and brother were saying.
With everything.
Everything. You guys need to relax. I saw people wearing Jordans with skinny jeans. And then, so like, oh, you see Jordans and then the skinny jean coming out. And I was just like, you can't do that. Like, you don't do that. Guys. I don't know what you're doing. And I'm not talking about like low Jordan 1 lows. We're talking about freaking highs.
Yeah.
Guys, you can't do that. It's like one thing I said the way to say it, the average person, they just get like a really nice piece and they just put it on.
That's the thing.
They don't think about the whole totality of the outfit. Like, they just have like nice pieces and they just use it. You know? Like, obviously you can say like maybe that's a little bit too much fashion minded, but I feel like in Europe, everyone on average, at least tries to put their outfit together, somewhat. You know, like, don't get me wrong. Like, most people aren't dressed that good. But I'm saying, like, the people who are dressed well, like, they're dressed well, you know? So I was like, what the hell is going on?
Or, like, you walk in, you know, the streets of Milan or the streets of Bucharest even, the streets of Paris. Then people don't leave the house without putting themselves together.
Mm.
So I was really shocked that New York was not like that at all.
Yeah.
And I shouldn't have been shocked because I know in college and stuff, they even go with sweatpants and stuff. It's a lot more chill, more relaxed. But I was like, because it's a New York City, you know, like Manhattan. Mm. Like, people will dress up. And I was like, wow, why am I the most dressed up person here? That's crazy.
If you saw our Instagrams, you know why.
I was pretty well dressed, though, guys. I planned
go check it out.
Fits.
But check out the Patreon first.
But yeah, would you live in
I would. As I said, thumbs up. The destination is worth the hype.
I agree, the destination is definitely worth the hype. Definitely do it. Do the touristy bits and the non-touristy bits and see for yourself.
Yeah, and let us know what you think. And we hope you guys enjoyed this episode. You know, we gave you out the whole spiel for New York. You know, gave you everything. You can't complain. You got the activities. You got the food. You got the night scene.
For free. Guys, don't forget to like, subscribe, comment, share.
And we'll see you next time.
Subscribe to Patreon.
Peace.